Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Yeah. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios, gwidenerplumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson out sick today. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneidersjobs.com. Is this guy right here.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Merola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Merola. Online at merolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Here he is, Ryan Wood, joining us. Good day, Ryan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I guess my first question is, as we're seeing names float in here as far as interviews that the Packers are going to be doing for a defensive coordinator position and so forth, having Jim Leonard on that list, I know, is a fan favorite. Hardly ever do fans get what they want. Were you surprised, and how much of a chance do you think Jim Leonard actually has, the Badgers defensive coordinator, have of getting this job in Green Bay?
Oh, it's hard to handicap the chances. I think it's a pretty obvious interview to do when you got a guy like that literally in your own backyard. You go talk to him, right? So I don't know that I put any more stock into it than that. I think that, you look at the list as a whole, it's one, it's an expansive search. Two, we know that clearly, Matt LaFleur never worked with Mike Pettine before he became his defensive coordinator here. That's not a requisite that Matt LaFleur is looking for. He's interviewing guys that he has worked with. He's interviewing guys that he hasn't worked with. I think Jerry Gray is a really interesting name as far as the internal candidate, a guy that has been a coordinator for 8 years in this league, four each at Buffalo and Tennessee, and a guy that, he helped Jair Alexander take his game to the next level this past year, a guy that a lot of the defensive backs gravitate toward. So he's an interesting internal guy, but it's an expansive list. There's no question that Matt LaFleur knows that this is the biggest hire he's going to make in his early tenure here with the Packers. And we're about to learn a lot about the defensive philosophy of Matt LaFleur because he was handed Mike Pettine when he came in.
Yeah, I saw the list allegedly. If I don't know if it's true or not, whatever. But with the list I saw Rob put out there, I was encouraged. I like to see more people. I don't want to something you just hire somebody just to fill a position, because you just said it, Woody. This is one of his biggest. This is a legacy hire, because you got to say to this guy, you're what's missing to get my players to the Super Bowl. Because we've got a guy that we let them retain, got us to two championship games. So it has to be the right system. Now, and me and you always talk about, scheme and systems and all that. I don't get a sense from him, does he like a 4-3 or a 3-4 at this at this particular point?
Well, it's what Matt LaFleur said yesterday. It's not so much what's called, but how you play the call. He's looking for mentality change. He's looking for more aggressiveness on that side of the ball. I thought it was interesting that Brian Gutekunst later said that the way he looks at the personnel on that side of the ball, he thinks there's enough versatility to run a 3-4 or a 4-3. He thinks that the scheme fit is not a major concern for the personnel. I mean, you look at Darius Smith, Preston Smith, they can be defensive ends. Rashawn Gary can obviously play defensive end in college. It would change the second level in the linebacker some if they went to a 4-3. But I don't think there's any question that's possible that for the first time in over a decade, this Packers defense could go to a 4-3. I don't know if that's likely, but it's certainly possible. And at the end of the day, you talk to a lot of people if you're Matt LaFleur, because I think you're looking for a specific thing. And the more people you talk to, the more likely you are to find it.
This is the thing. From a personnel standpoint, Ryan, is this team really in a position to switch, though, right now, based on the personnel they have?
They could. Again, Brian Gutekunst has built a very versatile defense with guys that are able to play a lot of different positions, both on the back end and in the defensive front. I don't think a 4-3 transition would be.
So who would be your four down linemen? Who would be your three linebackers if you were doing it?
The off-ball linebackers would of the personnel groups, that would be the most drastic change, because they've got actually a good group of inside linebackers in a 3-4 setting right now. But you could have Christian Kirksey be a Will or a Sam. You can have Chris Barnes be a Will or a Sam. You can have Kamal Martin be a Will or a Sam. You can move those guys around and have them be interchangeable. I don't know if it's ideal. And they might draft for linebacker, too. I mean, that's a position that they could certainly add to this spring. So you look at the off-ball linebackers would be the biggest transition. But as far as the defensive front, the defensive line, the back end. And the other thing Brian Gutekunst said, too, and this really is, it's true of the league as a whole, it's a sub-package league. So you can spend a lot of time thinking 4-3 or 3-4. At the end of the day, they're going to be 75% diamond nickel. It's not going to be that big of a change at the end of it.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I like that.
Why don't you like it?
Does. You know that's what the league does.
Yeah, but the league that don't make it right, though.
The time they're in diamond nickel.
And that's why these defenses are terrible. We saw that in last year. These offenses putting up big numbers. I mean, they got to get out of that, because otherwise people just going to run the ball on you. I mean, that's the reason why they couldn't stop the run against San Francisco. And that's the reason why they're all confused with Tampa, trying to run on 12, 15, 13 men on the field. I want smartness. I want a guy to know. Go ahead.
If you look at it, though, I mean, I get what you're saying. Going small with your personnel, it opens the run game. But the run is not what hurt this Packers defense this year. It really, late in the year, and if you look at how they lost the NFC Championship game, it wasn't the run game. It's because they couldn't cover on third down. It's because behind Jaire Alexander, they have no cornerbacks. And Tom Brady picked them apart. So, that's why these defenses stay in that sub package, because you've got to go against these elite quarterbacks first, and they got to hold on to your butts a little bit in the run game. But especially this the way the Packers were ushered into the offseason, it was very much the inability to cover on third down.
See, that's why I say I want smart. I want a smart team. I don't need a guy to tell me to get back with 8 seconds left and they got one throw. You need a coordinator. You don't need a teacher at this point. That's for college and high school. You need a coach. You need a coach slash to make you understand that understanding the X and the O's before you even hit the field. You got to help these guys from 21 to 31 years old to say it's not about me, it's about us. And no, don't even talk about hitting. Talk about tackling. And I just think that comes from a player slash coach type. That's why I like Jerry Gray, the communication part of it. But you only have so much voice when you're, Ryan, you know this, if you're a position coach or a coordinator, you're setting that agenda, because it just really says, what do we need? Okay, so the first year you couldn't stop the run, the second year you can't stop the pass. Okay, fine. If I'm hearing what I'm hearing from, they should just keep at it. If you want much of the same, because if you're saying that it was your fault on that last call? Why didn't you go down there, LaFleur, and tell him to get the players up? Go get more aggressive. Go get on up there, challenge them. Get up there. So it just seemed like a disconnect of what they're looking for based on the, because it seemed like the personnel won't change. So well, I like the long list, though.
That goes back to what Matt LaFleur said, though, which is that it's not so much what is called, but how what is called is played. And what that means, the schematics might not change all that much. And why? Because it's a sub-package league. Two things real quick. When Matt LaFleur's talked about evaluating the defense this season, there's two things that he's come back to over and over again. One, swarming to the football. He said that throughout the year. And two, and this goes to Leroy's point about being smart, situational awareness and coverage. Over and over again, not playing so much off, pressing the line of scrimmage more. He harped on that throughout the season. Those are the two things. So, yeah, when you talk about being smart, situationally aware, but that's not a schematic thing. That's how it's played. So it's not so much the schematics as much as how it's coached and how it's played.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, our Green and Gold Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Jerry Gray, another name on the list, a guy from Penn and staff who's been around the league, obviously, 100 years. Do you think he's got a fair shot at this thing?
I do. You know, he's got defensive coordinator in his background. He is a guy that Matt LaFleur hired. Matt LaFleur went out and hired Jerry Gray. He wanted to bring him to the secondary. And, you know, I think that the results in the secondary have certainly been mixed. I think every NFC Championship game loss has a way of refining what the biggest need is to get this team to back to the Super Bowl. You look at a year ago, it's obviously the run defense and free agency, late season acquisitions, the draft that they added to the defensive front throughout the year. I think that what was exposed in this NFC Championship game is that behind Jaire Alexander, there just is not very much depth in cornerback at all. Whether or not they bring back Kevin King, that doesn't really change that. So, you know, that was under Jerry Gray's watch. But if you want to say, you know, there's not the depth there, and you got to give Jerry Gray a lot of credit for what he did with Jaire Alexander. He became a star this past year. So, I think that Jerry Gray is certainly a guy that is on the short list of favorites for this job.
Ryan, the other thing about this defensive coordinator position coming in here is if they hire somebody from the outside, like we were talking about Jim Leonard earlier, or if they hire somebody from Baltimore or wherever they're coming from, the odds are then that probably means this defensive coaching staff changes a bit. And to be honest with you, I kind of like this defensive coaching staff the way it is currently at the different positions.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much autonomy a new defense coordinator, especially an outside hire, would have over the staff, and how much would be Matt LaFleur or Kirk Olivadotti, for example, the inside linebackers coach. That's a LaFleur guy. Mike Smith, the outside linebackers coach, very much a Petten guy, one of Mike Petten's best friends. It's really hard to see Mike Smith return with Mike Petten right. Not here. Jerry Gray, he's a LaFleur guy. Jerry Montgomery, he's a holdover from the Mike McCarthy staff. He could stay. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how that shakes out. Certainly you would expect the defensive coordinator to be able to bring in at least some of his guys.
I'd let him bring them all in. I would let him bring everybody he wants in, because remember what you're getting yourself into. If we don't fix this defense, then with the two championship games, we're going to get fired in 2 years. Let him bring his people so you can judge him fairly.
Do you think, though, that Matt LaFleur is willing to let go of some of the guys that he brought in? That's what's interesting to me.
He has to. That's the nature of the business. And I think a lot of people forget about it. It's only his second year complete as head coach. Yeah. And they understand. All those guys are been jumping around from teams. They know all this stuff. They know it can change at any time. I would definitely, if you're a coordinator in that interview, hey, man, bring in who you want. We're going to pay them X. Fix this thing, because I got to get back to this offense, okay? Because I need to get the defense, turn it over to you. It's your baby, okay? But if you tell him, oh, you got to keep this guy, even if you bring, if you don't make Jerry Gray the defensive coordinator, don't make the guy keep him. Just tell Jerry, hey, man, I appreciate everything. You know the line that thank you for all you've done and all that kind of stuff. You then pay him and let him go. The new guy come in, get them offices out of there, get the new office, the new furniture in there. Let's get some new blood in here so these guys get a fresh start for 2021. That's just my advice.
I hear you. That would be a break from the norm, though.
It would be. Exactly. That's the problem.
It would be different.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
You can still be friends with a guy, and if a guy leaves, you can still be friends.
Not all the time. Ryan, on the way out here, thanks again for coming on all throughout the season. This will be our last regular hit. I has always been very, very good. I'll take a prediction from you here. Who's the next Packers defensive coordinator?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
I thought you were asking him about the Super Bowl.
I don't care about the Super Bowl.
I want to see how much of a swami he really is. He shows it during the season. Let's see.
Well, let him do his homework and come back then. Don't throw him on the spot like that.
Well, it's got to be before the press conference introducing the guy, though.
It's not like he's talking to three or four guys. He's talking like
they're talking
guys,
to 65.
Hey, go back and look it over.
And we'll bring you back.
It's way too early for me to know that. Look. I'll give you some thematic stuff though. I think Jerry Gray is a very real candidate, and I think that if they don't go with Jerry Gray, I think Matt LaFleur's got to be pretty wild with someone else outside. I think Jerry Gray is not just a courtesy interview, but a guy that's got a real shot at it.
No, this ain't no Rudy interview.
All right, thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate it. And when you are ready to make your prediction, let us know.
Will do.
Sounds good. There he is. That's Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Check out his stuff at PackersNews.com. We got to get to a break. Nothing I can do. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PROD or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PROD or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Coming up to lead off the top of the next hour, James Jones, as we look back at our 10-year anniversary of the Packers last winning the Super Bowl, former Packers wide receiver, Super Bowl champion. Follow him on Twitter at 89Jones, NTAF. That comes up to lead off the next hour. Up next, Rob Domofsky of ESPN wrote a pretty good piece on Jordan Love, and the headline of the piece is what we're going to steal right now, and we have a poll question up right now at Big Show Network on Twitter. Jordan Love, the hair, insurance policy, or trade bait? Which is in your mind? Dial it up. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.